March 12, personal practical piety. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:18. Let the eye of your understanding be so enlightened that it will affect your hearts, and that the soul temple will be so full of divine mercy and compassion for perishing souls who have never heard the message, that you will be aroused to put forth practical efforts in their behalf. Having our eyes thus open to the wants of the destitute fields around us, we shall be led to bind about our own imaginary wants. Our work in missionary lines must be far more extensive. Self-denial and self-sacrifice must be practiced as they have not yet been. It is in working actively to supply the necessities of the cause of God that we shall bring our souls in touch with the source of all power. But let no one entertain the idea that those who have embraced the truth will be engaged in imparting more than in receiving. Your spiritual expenditures need not exceed your spiritual income. The one is essential to the other. Neglect the one and the other will be neglected. The most interested, active servants of God in every age have been those who have had most living, practical piety. Their spiritual wants were supplied from the never-failing source of power that they might impart to others. When we have an eye single to the glory of God, we shall cultivate personal piety. There is danger of our religious activity losing in depth as it gains in surface. There is danger of our workers depending upon human agents, upon facilities and great preparations for work, and losing their firm faith in God in making every outward show of prosperity while the work in the heart is neglected. Philanthropy, however widespread, cannot take the place of personal piety. Danger is on every hand, and we need to be constantly depending upon God that His Holy Spirit may make our hearts pure, unselfish, and quick to hear the orders from above. There is nothing insignificant in the work of God, and the faithfulness with which the work is done, rather than the amount, decides the reward of each. The work of the one who has but one talent is as valuable in the sight of God as the one who has five talents. Manuscript 25, March 12, 1899, Faithfulness in the Work of God.